So we celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King this weekend. It's the last Sunday in ordinary time. Our church year ends technically at 4 o'clock next Saturday when we begin Advent. Bishop Robert Barron did a great homily this week on this, so if you want to listen to him, his homily is about 14 minutes. I'm going to keep mine maybe a little shorter, hopefully, but he does a great job. I highly recommend if you can listen to his podcast or go on YouTube, you can find it. Just look up the current week's homily. The first reading we heard from Ezekiel, this was about 600 years before Christ. Ezekiel was one of the major prophets. We have quite a bit of writing that Ezekiel did. And remember, a prophet is one who speaks for God. And so what we didn't hear in this reading today was what comes prior to it. And God's shepherds were not shepherding the sheep rightly. They were drinking the milk of the sheep. They were taking the wool from the sheep. They were slaughtering the sheep and eating them. And so God says, enough. And so we have the reading today where God says, I will shepherd you. I will take care of you. I will bind up those who are sick and injured, and I will take care of you. And so God makes this great promise some 600 years before he sends his son to truly be our good shepherd. At the end of this reading from Ezekiel, he talks, though, about At the end of the world, the judgment at the end of the world, that he's going to separate the sheep from the goats and the rams. And so we hear that reflected in this gospel that Jesus gives us today. He explains how the final judgment's going to happen. Father Don Quinn, a priest of the Archdiocese, in happy memory, he's gone to his reward now, gave one of the best homilies I have ever heard on this gospel. Father Don was for a long time chaplain at IUPUI and Butler and University of Indianapolis, and so he worked with the college students. And so he gave a homily one time at a weekday mass that I was at, and how he explained this gospel passage was this. He said, there's going to be a final test, a final exam at the end of our lives, but God has already given us the answers to the questions. We just have to feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty and clothe the naked. Now, that seems simple enough, but what bothers me, what causes me tension, is that first reading, because the people that were supposed to be shepherding were not. And so it is my concern, how do I best shepherd you so that I make sure, as Father Eric talked about a couple weeks ago, we not only, if we worry more about getting other people to heaven, then we don't have to worry about ourselves getting to heaven. And so my great task is to make sure that all of you make it to heaven. And I don't want to be a hypocrite. Jesus hated hypocrites. Hypocrite, the word, the translation from the Greek means someone who pretends or someone who acts. So they act one way, or they pretend to be one way, but they're really another way. And so for me, it's important that I help out at St. Vincent de Paul, and that I go to the jail and the prison and visit, and that I do what I can, donate food, help wherever I can to do those things. And so I encourage you all to do that as well. Because Jesus tells us, as I said, There'll be a final test, and we know the answers. He gives us the answers, but we have to do that. Now, the other aspect of it, though, is that those are all well and good, and we should do those. But the other part is we have to free ourselves from the slavery to sin. And so I think each of us probably has something that we need to work on. Some of us have maybe small things we need to work on, and others of us have bigger things to work on. I've been doing the catechism in a year, and we just finished with the Ten Commandments, and boy, did I learn a lot from going through those. It's not just as simple as thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill. There's a lot that goes into that, and the church explains that in the catechism. I was talking with some people the other day, and a woman said to me, I never realized, she's been going through the catechism in a year as well, she said, I never realized that if you miss Mass on Sunday, that's a mortal sin. People don't hear that. People don't understand that. Now, for something to be a mortal sin, it has to be a serious matter. Okay, so missing Mass, the church says, yes, that's a serious matter. You have to have full knowledge of that. So if you didn't know it was a mortal sin, then it can't be a mortal sin for you because you didn't know. But now that I've told you all, guess what? You know. And then you have to give full consent. So if you are on your way to church and you get a flat tire and you don't make it to Mass, then that's not a mortal sin. That's not a sin. But if your alarm goes off on Sunday morning and you say, I'm not going to Mass, then you give full consent to that. So we need to watch our actions and what we do. For the past couple of weeks in the bulletin, I've had a little thing about, you know, if you're not sure if your marriage is valid in the Catholic Church, then you need to talk to me. And I've had a couple people approach me. And I was thinking back over my 13 years as a parish life coordinator, and I've helped probably somewhere between 6 and 12 couples come into full communion and have their marriages blessed by the Catholic Church, who didn't realize that they needed that. I had one man who he married. His wife was the daughter of a Baptist minister, and dad married him, and he thought that was good enough. He didn't realize that a Catholic had to approach the Catholic Church and get permission for that to happen. So we were able to take care of that. So as someone who shepherds sheep, I want to make sure that I do what I can to inform you fully about what's expected of us. And it's not that God is a God of rules and regulations. He's a God of love. And He wants what's best for each of us. And that's what I want for each of us as well. I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody and say, you need to do this or you need to do that. But to truly experience God's love, we need to obey His commands because He knows what's best for us. It's like if you have a small child and they're going to stick a piece of metal into an outlet, you tell them, no, don't do that. They can't understand why. But as they get older, they come to realize how dangerous that really is. And so God gives us free will. We can choose to obey His commands or we can choose not to obey His commands. But God loves us all the same. And His love cannot ever be taken away from us. So yes, we want to feed the hungry and clothe the naked and welcome the stranger. Yes, we want to do that. And giving alms to the poor is one way that we can make up for those sins in our lives. But at the same time, we need to eliminate what it is that we are doing for sin. And so I encourage you all and implore you, if you recognize that you're deficient in some area, get to confession, amend your life, do what you need to do to truly experience God's love, mercy, and forgiveness. And then our good shepherd who did that for us, who died on a cross for our sins, will wipe away every tear on that last day and welcome us into his heavenly kingdom. So this week, let's really concentrate on, are there areas that I need to remove sin from my life? And the other question is, am I feeding the sick, feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, visiting the imprisoned? And maybe we can't all go to prison, but you can help in other ways. You can pray for prisoners. When we have retreats, you can help with those too. So there's many opportunities for things that we can do, each of us. So this week, let's put some thought into that and think about what is it God is calling me to do.